10 more low-cap altcoins that I think have 100x potential. And most of these are pretty much new projects, early-stage projects that are trading on exchanges under $100 million market cap. Oh man, this is a project I have shared with our customers numerous times. So this one I'm actually mining myself, a project that's really underrated, under the radar, actually from last cycle. It's been around for a while, but just began to be traded recently. But this is why you got to have the research. This is a project I love. Up next, very, very interesting project. Relatively new, just had a coinless sale recently. Hey, Tokenomics family. I'm your host, Ian Bellina, and welcome back. You have been asking for this video again. After the last video, back in December, had almost 300,000 views. I've gone through over 600 crypto assets we have reviewed in the last 12 months or more, and come up with 10 more low-cap altcoins, altcoins under $100 million in market cap, that I think have 100x potential. As usual, not financial advice, but we're willing to put it on tape. We'll go through and show you what projects we think are trading right now on exchanges that are hidden gems. Let's hop into it. We'll make this brief. I'm Ian Bellina, founder and CEO of Tokenomics, also general partner at Tokenomics Ventures. I've been in crypto since 2016. Prior to that, I was working in tech for IBM and Deloitte. I love crypto, made money in crypto, lost money in crypto. Making money in crypto is both art and science, and we're using the research here at Tokenomics to help you make money. We'll keep this very brief. We get ready for the longest crypto bull run ever. We're very close to the Bitcoin halving, and historically, this is the actual start of the Bitcoin bull run and also altcoin season. We're going to have the longest altcoin season ever. Put that on tape. We expect the altcoin market to go to anywhere between 8 to 14 trillion total crypto market cap. Just think about that. Right now, we're under 3 trillion total market cap. So there's a lot of money to still be made in crypto. So how do we go through and select these tokens? One, these tokens are trading on exchanges already. We've gone through over 600 projects in the last 1 year. And these are products that have 80% tech grade or higher, or have fundamental grade of 65% or higher. And most of these are pretty much new projects, early stage projects that are trading on exchanges under $100 million market cap. I wanted to make sure that there was some liquidity. So they have about 500,000 daily trading volume at least and have a huge ROI potential. Please note, these tokens are moving fast and the valuations will change by the time this video is published. And why should you listen to Tokenomics? We'll help people make money in crypto since the beginning of 2016, 2017, and even last few cycles. This customer put in 80K into Matic because it was on YK exchanges. He couldn't get more. He wanted to get 500,000. And that 80K turned to almost $10 million at the peak of the cycle. Well, guess what? We're trying to give you the same alpha here on YouTube. If you're a customer, you have already received this offer in advance. For those of you who are curious about Tokenomics, we're showing you why you should listen to our research. We'll help our customers find Casper early, back in May and June, BitTensor, Gainswift, products like Pixels, Parcels. But anyway, enough tooting our own horn. One thing to note, these are low-cap gems. High risk, high reward. Most will fail. There are 10 tokens on this list. Don't expect all 10 to automatically do 100x. Nobody's perfect. But we do think a handful of these tokens, two, maybe four, at least more than one, we think, will have life-changing returns. And don't allocate more than 5% of your portfolio into any of these hidden gems. As usual, not financial advice. Go to tokenomics.com/disclosures or to ventures.tokenomics/portfolio to view our funds portfolio. All right, with that being said, what's the first project? Right off the gate, we're starting with Bado, a project we shared with our customers a long time ago. Bado, is in essence building a decentralized autonomous artist. What the heck does that mean? Bado is basically using AI, think kind of like Midjourney, to generate tons of art. And then they use a community, basically kind of like a DAO, to vote on the best art. And the best winning art based on the community's influence is then minted as an NFT and sold on SuperRare. Very, very interesting project, especially combining AI and NFTs. Market cap for Bado is 55 million, ranked 708 in market cap. FTV is 125 million, fundamental score 66%. Big narratives here, NFTs and AI. Its competitor is actually Noun's DAO. This was a project from last cycle. NoundDAO would basically mint an NFT every single day and sell it. And that money would go into the treasury. Bado has both NFTs, AI, and guess what? People who hold a token and vote also get a share of revenues. So it's a fee-earning token. What's the vibe? What does this remind me of? NoundDAO. Why we like it? AI and NFTs. And you can also make money with it via the revenue share. What's my prediction for this in terms of ROI based on market cap? Base case, I think this is an easy 10x. Moon case, I think this is a 50x. Just even 100x, but I want to be conservative with the first project here. Market cap prediction. Base case, I think this can get to 550 million market cap. Moon case, this can get to 2.75 billion market. Definitely make sure you go to tokenomics.com, search for Bado, and follow our trading signals if you're swing trading this during this cycle. And we also show you what exchanges this is traded on. Up next, Marinade. What is Marinade? Marinade basically is liquid staking for Solana. Market cap rank 62 million, rank 665, FTV under 240 million. Tech score is legit, 87%. Big Nerd is here, liquid staking and Solana. Solana is a project we love. It's done over 10x in the last year or so. People thought Solana was down and out. We said, no, Solana is not over. They have a huge war chest. They'll bounce back this cycle, and they have. And its competitor, Jito and Lido DAO, which is basically liquid staking on Ethereum. Jito's for Sol. What's the vibe? This basically reminds me of Lido DAO. Lido DAO did very, very well. It had solid tech, brought liquid staking to Ethereum. Marinade is doing the same thing with Sol. Why we like it? Great tech, and it's undervalued relative to Jito. All right, prediction based on market cap. This, we think, base case is a 20x. Moon case, 100x. The first 100x so far. Market cap, 1.24 billion is the base case prediction. Moon case, 6.2 billion market cap. Not FTV. Up next, a new project. This one, we literally just did a review on this today. Astroport. Astroport is basically an AMM and a DEX built in Rust. They're taking all the innovations on Ethereum in the Ethereum ecosystem and bringing them to the Cosmos ecosystem. So in essence, it lets you swap on Cosmos across different chains, similar to Uniswap or Osmosis, but you don't have to be on that chain. Market cap rank under 70 million, rank 645, FTV under 180 million. Tech is solid, 89%. Big Nerd is here, Cosmos and DeFi. Its competitor, Osmosis, and this gives me Osmosis vibes, but we think this actually has more innovation. Why we like it? Great tech and undervalued versus Osmosis. All right, prediction based on market cap, 20x base case, moon case, 70x. Prediction for market cap, 1.36 billion, moon case, 4.8 billion. Up next, one of our portfolio companies that just launched, Nibiru Chain. Nibiru is a proof-of-stake blockchain. It's basically an L1 that's competing with Injective, Say for the Cosmos ecosystem. And it's really focused on DeFi and real-world assets. Market cap is under 80 million, ranked 536, FTV about 630 million. Tech, 81%. Big Nerd is here, Cosmos and L1, layer one. This is competing with Solana, Say, Injective, Neutron, and Archway. It is a crowded space in the market for L1s on Cosmos. Why we like it? It's better than Neutron. And really, it's Solana and Say for the Cosmos ecosystem. Cosmos really needs a fast L1. Nibiru Chain is doing just that. And what's the vibe? What does this remind me of from last cycle? Injective Protocol. All right, prediction based on market cap, 20x. Moon case, 100x. That would mean the market cap for the base case would be 1.6 billion. And the moon case would be about 8 billion. So it has a lot of potential. Up next. Oh man, this is a project I have shared with our customers numerous times. This one I'm actually mining myself. A project that's really underrated, under the radar, actually from last cycle. It's been around for a while, but just began to be traded recently. Space Mesh. What is Space Mesh? Space Mesh is basically a blockchain that's trying to be fair and really compete with Bitcoin and Ethereum in terms of being a more energy efficient cryptocurrency. Market cap, 104 million. Ranked at the top 3,000 market cap, FTV, 7.5 billion. But this is why you got to have the research. Because I shared to our customers on a webinar, premium webinar recently, with most projects that are mining tokens, you can't really look at the FTV, right? That's like going back in time and analyzing Bitcoin based on its FTV, as opposed to its actual circulating coins, right? So with Space Mesh, it's going to take a long time for the tokens or the coins to enter the market. This is a coin you mine, okay? So FTV, one of the few times where you have to just toss that out the window and analyze it based on its market cap. This is going to be similar to projects like Filecoin, which had a very high FTV, but FTV didn't really matter at the time because it's a mining project. Tech rate, 89%. Very solid. Big Nerd is here. Layer 1 and cryptocurrency mining. Its competitor, Bitcoin, Caspa, and Chia. The vibes, Caspa. If you look at the next Caspa, this is it. Last video, I told you Ethereum. That's done pretty well. But guess what? This has a higher score than Ethereum. Very, very early. It's still under the radar. This is giving me Caspa vibes. Why we like it? Great tech and very undervalued. All right, prediction based on market cap. Base case, a 20x. Moon case, 200x. That means base case would be 2 billion market cap. Moon case, this can get to possibly 21 billion market cap at the peak of this cycle, at the peak of altcoin season, which we think is going to be sometime in 2026. Up next, another L1. VLS, I don't know how you pronounce it. VLX. This is a fast, eco-friendly blockchain. What is this doing? VLS is basically taking the Solana architecture and adding EVM compatibility to it. It's a parallel blockchain, fast like Solana, with EVM compatibility. Very under the radar, but also very high risk. Market cap and FTV of 40 million. It's ranked in the top 800 market cap rank. Tech score, 90%. Fundamentals, 64%. In our opinion, is worth the risk. Big Nerd is here. Solana and parallelized EVMs. Its competitor would be Neon, Eclipse, Phantom, and Monad. What vibe does this remind me of from past cycles? Phantom vibes. Why we like it? It's a Solana EVM with a very low market cap and great technology score. ROI prediction, base case 20x, moon case 200x. That means the base case market cap would be 800 million. Still pretty low, under a billion. Moon case, 8 billion market cap. Up next, Boson Protocol. Boson, in essence, is building the commerce layer for Web3. I like to think of the Boson as Shopify for Web3. In the same manner of how Shopify helps people build shopping experiences or shopping websites, Boson is doing the same thing at the infrastructure level. Market cap, 80 million, ranked in the top 600. FTV, under 130 million. Tech score, 89%. Fundamentals, 66%. Big narratives here, real world assets and NFTs. This competitor is really Shopify. What vibe does this remind me of? Although not related, an NFT L1, Flow, from back in 2017. Flow had huge partnerships with NBA, Topshop, and things like that. I think once crypto really takes off and we're in altcoin season, I would not be surprised to hear big brands partner with Boson Protocol for launching NFTs in the real world. Why we like it? Shopify for Web3, base case prediction for market cap, 25x, moon case, 100x. That means base case, 2 billion market cap, moon case, 8 billion market cap. Up next, Cross Protocol. This is a project I love. Cross, in essence, is building interoperability powered by Intents for cross-chain bridging across EVM blockchains. Cross is the fastest EVM bridge I've used. A few days ago, I transferred ETH from Arbitrum to Ethereum in less than 5 seconds. It was that fast. It was pretty much instant. Market cap is 40 million. It's in the top 800 market cap. FTV, 283 million. Tech score, 87%. Fundamentals, 68%. Big narratives here. Intents, interoperability, and cross-chain and EVMs. This is the bridge of choice for EVM bridging. Its competitors, you could say, are Wormhole, XLR, Connext, and Stellar. The vibes, kind of similar but different. Reminds me of Thorchain back in the day. This is the fastest EVM bridge out there right now. I use this pretty much anytime I want to bridge from any EVM chain. Base case prediction based on market cap, 25x. Moon case, 100x. Market cap prediction, base case is a billion. Moon case, 4 billion. Up next, this project is very under the radar. One of our portfolio companies, Script Network. They're basically building a Pluto for Web3. If you know Pluto.tv, they're basically taking live streaming for different networks and making it available via Web3 and making that available to watch and get tokens for watching. Market cap. This is under 10 million market cap. It's 9 million right now, but has a lot of trading volume. It's in top 1200 in market cap. FTV under 40 million. Tech score 80%. Fundamentals 75%. Big narratives here. Watch to earn and consumer. Its competitors could be Theta, LifePeer, and Pluto. The vibes? Kind of different, but back in the day, Stepin had the whole walk to earn. I think watch to earn could be big. Why we like it? Very large community and very undervalued. Base case, 40x based on market cap. Moon case, 200x. That means base case gets us to 360 million market cap. Moon case, 900 million market cap. Up next, very, very interesting project. Relatively new, just had a coinless sale recently. Subcurie Network. Basically, they're building a data indexing tool for Web3. What does that mean? Basically, Subcurie is competing with The Graph. Market cap, 25 million. It's ranked 2517. It's ranked in the top 2600. FTV, 321 million. Tech score, 87%. Fundamentals, 64%. Big narratives here. Infrastructure and data. Data is the fuel for AI. Its competitors, The Graph and Covalent. But what a blockchain engineer who did this code review told us is they think this is a better project than The Graph. Just think about it for a second. The Graph did pretty well for those who got in early. But this is a better project than The Graph, according to our engineers, at a market cap of only 25 million. So the vibes, The Graph. Why we like it? It's better than The Graph from a technology perspective, according to our blockchain engineers. Base case, 50x. Moon case, 200x. That would get us at 1.25 billion market cap. Moon case, 5 billion market cap. And I'm actually being pretty conservative with most of these predictions because I believe The Graph went to 4 or 5 billion last cycle. So The Graph of this cycle would likely do even more. All right, so those are pretty much the 10 projects. But guess what? We have a special surprise for you. For those of you who follow us on social media, you probably already noticed, but the Tokenomics airdrop has started. Yes, it has officially started. We launched the Galaxy campaign. So we definitely want to make sure you guys are fully aware of this. And for those of you who don't know, Tokenomics, we help people build wealth in crypto using AI and analytics for crypto. We're providing crypto ratings and we're also turning into an exchange. We're launching, in essence, trading bots using our AI signals. Help tell you when to buy and sell in crypto using AI to help maximize your profits and protect your losses. And we're also launching a data API and chatbot. And guess what? we have officially began the Galaxy campaign. Just go to app.galaxy.com/quest/spaces and search for Token Metrics. Or just check for the link directly to the campaign below this video. Go there and join. This is the chance for you to get the Token Metrics AI airdrop. We've been doing AI for crypto before AI was a big narrative. So we get the space. We're bringing both AI and crypto to Web3. The airdrop campaign has officially started. Go to Galaxy, search for Token Metrics in the spaces and see how to qualify for the airdrop and earn your points, earn your stripes. With that being said, definitely make sure you go to tokenmetrics.com as well. We're giving you powerful AI analytics and insights. Get a free account, or even better, use a coupon code 100X to get 25% off. Yes, 25% off. If you're a customer and you've been with us for a while, don't worry. That will be part of the airdrop process. This is the first step. We'll have a four-phased airdrop process. The initial step was the Galaxy campaign, but we'll have more information on the rest of phase one shortly. And definitely make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Get the book, Crypto Investing Guide, on Amazon and Audible. And as we like to say, the moon is not the limit to the moon and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, we have even more content for you at Token Metrics. Get there using the link down below.